Hey, welcome back to Slime Talk. It is another episode. With me, your host, Slat. It's a Wednesday, my dudes. So you already know what you gotta do. Kick off your shoes and coo-coo-ca-choo. Not gonna lie, this morning I woke up in that mood, like NBA Youngboy, you feel me? Like, ready to just, son. But then I like thought about like, why I was in that mood and like, What has happened within the last six to eight, 7 hours for me to wake up this way? Like why things always gotta be so difficult? Like, we all people, we all feel the same things. Why we gotta Well, we gotta be so. Tight. Like, why we gotta be so. Like, loosen up. Like, show your shoulders. Pick up one shoulder, I pick up my other shoulder, and I drop them because I don't care. And that's today's topic. Nonchalant versus not giving a fuck. Hopefully, you know, today's topic enlightens y'all on like how to carry yourself better. Like, if you just want to be a nigga, be like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Then you can be that person, but just know that, like, your life will be shaped around that thought process. And you won't. Feel growth. At a certain point. Now. The reason I say this is because like. You don't give a fuck. You're just gonna be like, you're gonna wake up in the morning, teeth stinking, probably sweaty. You're just gonna get right to it. You're gonna go straight to work, go straight to school, whatever you do. But I know a lot of people are gonna be like, I don't wake up in the morning not brushing my teeth, taking a shower, and washing my ass and everything. But the point is that one of those days you're gonna give up and you're gonna feel like doing it exactly like that. In my opinion, nonchalant is better. Because you could just mow through it and be like, yeah, I just did that. Whereas if you were a nigga who just doesn't give a fuck, you'd be like, yo, I'm gonna fuck, boy, that shit was hard as fuck, my boy. Like, I don't think y'all should do that shit. And then it's gonna be the nonchalant dude, be like, yeah, like, I did what I had to do, came prepared, got in, got out. Your niggas. They be there, bro. It's just they don't know what to do with the energy. Like, all the energy you got, like, you don't know what to do with it. Like, now back to not giving a fuck. IDGAF.
Those be them brawly niggas who be explosive as fuck at the functions, you know, them niggas that be with all the shooters, all the killers and shit. Like, you feel me? And then there'd be, know, probably a group of them. So, you know, they probably gonna be the loudest people at the function, you know, turning up and everything. That's all right. Which, you know, like, some people gonna be a little crabby about it. They gonna want to shoot the one because you're like, you too loud, you all up in my ear, bro. Why are you like this? I'm just trying to have fun at this concert, bro. Like this doesn't have to be like this. I just wanted to hear the music. You louder than the music, bro. Like, they gonna probably feel some type of way. So in order to like least be your best self, why not? GF, like, you gotta, one, you gotta know, have that chill button. Like, a lot of people be like, nope, no chill. It doesn't matter. I'm being myself. Got to. You can't be like that all the time, 100% every day. There is no 0 to 100. It's just 100 all the time. When you gonna know to chill, like, that's like saying that, like, you with your girlfriend and being like, she's like, baby, I love you. And he's just like, yeah, bitch, I love you too. And that's what that type of energy is like. You can't be like that all the time. And like the major problem with that is like more than likely to get caught up in jail. So it's good to be chill from now and then. You know, take a look at the nonchalant dudes in the other side of the corner. You feel me? You gotta be. Definitely already got to be up there mentally, bro. Like, you gotta be witty. You gotta be somewhat like capable in some way. You can't just be a nigga who do no work, no reading, no exercise, and be like, yep, I got that shit. I deserve everything. I know my worth. When a nigga shit on you and you be like, man, I don't even care, bro. Like, I did what I came to do. Like, that's like the problem with some nonchalant niggas. Like, they feel overly special, and they feel like they can just go in there and own everything. And it's like, no, you can't do that. Like, you gotta put your foot in there at least. Go that extra mile. You know, take time every day, step by step, just to practice something. Because without that, at some point, you're going to fall and you're going to be like, you probably going to dub the whole subject and completely just forget it just because you lost that one time. And it's like, nonchalant, it's like effort. If you a nonchalant nigga and you got your shit right, you know, props to you. You know how to carry yourself. That's good. I don't really like associate IDGAF with just IDGAF. I really associate with like anger issues. It's like them niggas probably do be a little angry, a little turn, you know. They direct their energy in a way where it's like, I'm not angry, I'm just having fun. And it's like, okay. I know you're hiding something in there, big guy. It's like, at least try to utilize that energy all the way through. Like, don't be half-assed about it. Like, know you're gonna have to like take that explosive energy all the way to the top. Like, of course you're gonna need a moment of rest, but you still gotta get up the next day and be like, all right, I'm ready to go hit this shit, get it out of the way. And then do that every day for like 365 days. Now, that's a lot of dudes, it may take a little bit more time. But when they know they're there, they know they're there. And that's like the good part about those dudes. Like, they'll scale the whole process and be like, I could crunch numbers real quick. Let me see if I could, you know, budget some things, move some things around, like move some time blocks on my schedule, and then they'd be like, all right, let me get to it. You know, they'll walk up, they'll crawl. Supposed to niggas just be taking massive hope leaps from skyscraper to skyscraper, and not really skyscraper to skyscraper, because at some point they fall somewhere, like they fall off because they don't know how to take that energy all the way. And like, it's okay because sometimes them niggas end up losing because, you know, the very humble little person just comes in and slang a rock at their head and it's like, oh well, with him out of the way, did the humble guy win? We interrupt this podcast with a private service announcement from your Lord and Savior. What am I supposed to do if a giant sausage walks into the room and is just alive? Why is a giant sausage alive? It'll all make sense later. That's your private service announcement, public service announcement. I could have did better with that. That was supposed to be a joke about a giant sausage man. Like, what if a giant sausage just sat at the foot of your bed in the middle of the night? And like, as you realize what you're staring at, he slowly turns around and just starts yelling, "Sausage man!" And then just attacks you. How would y'all feel about that? But it's like you don't really feel any pain because his extremities are made out of sausages. So it's like light slaps. How did y'all feel about a high-pitched sausage screaming at y'all, period? I've been thinking about that all week, just a giant sausage with a high-pitched voice just screaming at it. random events. Like, I'm sorry, I got off topic, but you get my point. Nonchalant niggas is for the win. I ain't even ate breakfast yet. Here, so which of the two do you think I am, guys? Like, do you think I'm, I don't give a fuck, or do you think I'm just nonchalant? DM me these answers. I really want to know. Y'all should follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Help me grow. Because it hurts. It hurts when I don't see you guys contribute to our family. Come on, guys, contribute. So how y'all feel about Baby Keem new song, Family Ties with Kendrick? Y'all think like that's gonna like. Firstly, I want to say that like, I feel like that's gonna put Kendrick like he's definitely trying to prove a point. Smoking on your top five seems like he's really coming for the top fives. Like he clearly trying to be one of the legendaries. Like, he definitely got it. I just want to see if he would say something. That's like between him and whoever. At the moment. Pop off only on occasion, brother. That's how it be at the function with. I don't give a fuck, niggas. It just be like, who's this reckless ass nigga? Beat him up. Beat this nigga ass right now. Then everybody in the fuck beat him up because he be talking too much. Remember when I got into my first mosh pit at. It was actually at a father concert. My first mosh pit was at a father concert. Like, that shit was fun. And that was like my second concert I had ever been to, period. Then I think like my third one was like Lucky. Those were like all great experiences. My first one was Rob Banks, but I didn't know what to do because I wasn't the person who I was now. So I was really just sitting there listening to the music while everybody was turning up, and I was like, I feel uncomfortable here, but I really like the situation. I just didn't know how to express myself. Second time, I was kind of prepared. Like, I was already turned pre-game and everything. I drank two bottles of Sutter Holmes, my nigga, and then I just went in that bitch and I just got turned. Third concert was like, it was lit, but I didn't really do much. I danced a little bit. I fist pumped, but like I ain't really do much. But it was a live venue. I ain't gonna cap. Next concert is next year. I'll tell you all about that later. Next year, to be exact. Drake dropped, by the way. Like, I know I usually don't like Drake, but I feel like he actually did pretty good on his new album. Like, so props to him.
I love you, I love you, I love you. Ooh. Until I.
To redo a top five, top 10, maybe. Let's put Cole first and then Kendrick. Lil Wayne. Drake? This is a very short, like, revamp of a list. I feel like I got a top five. I'm number five. Go listen to my music. Listen to my music so you can see why I'm top five, bro. Like, I really do got it like that. I got the lyrics. I know how to like hit notes, and I know how to deliver good bars. Like, just get a listen, bro. You get a listen. Bet you in like a few years. Give me a few years, I'll be number five. I really took a whole hiatus off of rapping because I had to do my GED. But number six. I feel like he's the only who got something to prove. And you go, Cap. Lucky fell off. Lucky fell off, man. I should make the baby 10 just because he made that one song. Top 10 is it, they gonna say 10. Yeah, he's number 10. His exact words. Number 7 is Yeah, I say Lil Yachty. And then eight would be. Lil Baby. And then Route Wave, just because. And that's top 10. Redid like 5 minutes less. Bam. I can't wait to do interviews. Rowell, you deserve it, man. You deserve it better. You did it. Good job on them last few albums. I ain't gonna cap. You did really good. I like all of them. I like all the songs. I like all of them. They all 10. They all 10s. They all 10s. I haven't listened to the whole album. I am lying. I just know he's good enough to make it on there. I don't think my top 10 gonna ever stay the same. I'm too progressive to be like, these people are gonna be the best forever to me. Plus, I'm trying to be an honest critic. I know a lot of people be feeling like some type of way the moment I even mention Lil Yachty, bro. Like, let that man live, bro. Like, I really don't like him because he's put on nail polish, bro. Like, why? Like, I got chip on that. It's a different era, bro. Like, niggas could do that now. Yeah, I remember Lil Pump. When he first came out, he was fine as fuck, but he fell off. But now that nigga wearing nail polish, and he's not that turn, I don't give a fuck nigga no more. He chilled out and everything. Now he just rich. He just rich doing whatever he do. Why can't y'all niggas be like him? I feel like he actually learned something over the years through the music industry. Elementary was fire, bro. That nigga first came out with Elementary. That shit was popping. I ain't gonna cap. Last thing I heard from Smoke Perp was like The Devil in a Tight Dress. That shit was good. Well, this episode's finna end. I got a minute left. Y'all wish me luck on this GED. And be good and drive safe and wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart and do your chores and listen to your moms and dads and be there for your brethren and sisters, none the least your neighbors or your other family members, and to always do the right thing and to never cheat, to always be honest in your work. To be thankful and grateful for every blessing you have, and to not worry, and to not be angry. Anyway, bye.